most people cannot be small business owners. The odds of small business are very grim, and facing that reality is important. 96% of small businesses don't see their 10th birthday. That's U.S.-based Bureau of Labor Statistics. 91% of businesses never cross $1 million. If you've been in business over 10 years and you've crossed $1 million, you are absolutely beating the odds. That is why such a small percentage. I think the global population, only 2 to 3% of the global population are small business owners or entrepreneurs. It's hard. And that's why you're cut from a different cloth, and you are indeed built for this.
What if you could step out of the day-to-day and see your business from a whole new perspective? Welcome to Above the Business, where we empower you to rise above the daily grind and embrace a higher way of business ownership. Get ready to build your business by design.
Welcome to another episode of the Above the Business podcast. My name is Bradley Hamby, your host. On today's episode, it's actually a replay from the most recent two-day MBA 2025 that we dropped. We had four speakers, myself and three other incredible people that spoke about the mindset of the entrepreneur. So what I thought I would do is take the presentation that I gave during that event and then go ahead and post it on the podcast. If you would like to get access to the rest of the two-day MBA and you want to hear from Bill Coletti, an incredible entrepreneur who was actually coming to us from Spain. He had just moved from the States in Austin, Texas over to Spain. His presentation was absolutely incredible, and it was about the zone of genius. And then Chad Cannon, a good friend of mine who has worked with Michael Hyatt and Donald Miller and many other incredible entrepreneurs and speakers over the years, his presentation called Punched in the Face was absolutely cannot miss. And then finally, David Peterson came and spoke about what is the mindset that he carries to be able to grow and scale companies. So if you'd like to get access to those replays and even see some of the other events, if you email us at support@blueprintos.com, support@blueprintos.com, we will make sure that we get you access to our free Circle community that has all of our content, all of our free tools and resources, and tools that we talk about here on the podcast as well. So support@blueprintos.com, and our team will make sure that we get you access to that. So without further ado, here's my presentation that I gave during the two-day MBA, and it is called The Oil and Spoon Mindset. I think you'll kind of understand what that means and how that relates to having a vision, but also at the same time, understanding that there's going to be challenges along the way. All right, without further ado, here's the replay from the two-day MBA.
Ambition is the first step towards success. It's time to level up your agency. And Coach P Consulting will help you do just that by using the same strategies he used to sell over 700 life insurance policies in 2021 alone. Now, this is not your regular one and done type coaching. You'll get personalized coaching 2 days a week, every week of the month, and you'll get a live look behind the scenes of his team training and an office that's performing at the highest level. There's a reason Coach P Consulting is the fastest growing coaching company for insurance agency owners in the country. Coach P will train your team alongside his own and show you the exact steps they're taking to achieve Chairman Circle, Exotic Travel, and Multi-Line Presence Club, and be one of the few agents to be selected to have a third office. So whether your goal is to be at the top of your local market or amongst the best in the country, this training will give you the strategies and the tactics to get there. For just $250 a month, you'll get high-level coaching each week from someone who is already getting it done at that level, and his strategies work, and it's time to put them to work for you. Sign up at coachpconsulting.com and get your first full month for free when you mention the Club Capital Leadership podcast.
All right. So when I was thinking about obviously coming up with the theme of this event, and Chad did a fantastic job of kicking us off, I thought, well, what am I going to talk about? What am I going to actually say? And so I'm calling this presentation Built for This, The Oil and Spoon Mindset. Built for This, The Oil and Spoon Mindset. Now, if you've listened to the podcast at all, certainly members, you know, I talk about the importance of having a vivid vision, just having a vision for your business and how imperative that is. As a matter of fact, I believe that everything is downhill from the vision you have for your business, your strategy, the team you're going to hire, the team you don't hire, the marketing that you decide to do or not do, the numbers you begin to implement, your compensation plan. Ultimately, every decision you make is downhill from the vision that you have for your business. I came up with that because one of my mentors, so he's the partner, many of you may have seen some of his stuff, Daniel Priestley. He often will say, I think everything is downhill from lead generation. Now, I love Daniel. His books have absolutely been incredibly impactful to me. It's just the one thing I think, actually, I don't think everything is downhill from lead generation. I think it's actually downhill from the vision that you have for your business. And that would then obviously include the importance of lead generation. So that's kind of what my play on that. Well, when you think about that, what do we mean by vision? I think it's imperative that you have a dream outcome that you want to achieve. Like, what is ultimately the dream outcome you have for your business? I think it's so imperative that you have a three-year vision, that you say it is December of 2027, and this is where I want my business to be. Mark Hansen happens to be right at the top of my Zoom. Hey, Mark, good to see you. I remember doing this exercise for the very first time with Mark, and we talked about, lives in Chicago, we talked about Gibson's. And we painted this kind of vivid vision of like going to Gibson's on Rush Street that I just absolutely love, having a nice bottle of wine, having a nice dinner, and reflecting back. And we're in that moment thinking back on his business and what all has happened, both personally and professionally. He's thrilled with the success. And we're having a nice dinner at Gibson's on Rush Street. Tell me what all has happened. So I think it is imperative that you have this, like maybe this dream outcome. I mean, there's some clients that we have right now that have a dream outcome to scale to 10 million and have an exit. That's their dream outcome. Well, within that, we also then building a three-year vision. Okay, well, what do we need to do to be by December 2027 or December 2026 to be there? And then, of course, the part that I know all of you are really good at, and that is setting, what do we want to accomplish this year? We refer to them as one-year objectives. What are you trying to get done this year? And then even breaking that down into 90-day priorities. So that's what I think about when I think about vision. And I believe everything is downhill from the vision that you have from the business. However, there comes now this thing that I believe is a vision paradox. And this vision paradox is we're walking around and we're carrying this big vision that we have. Maybe we've done the exercise like Mark did, or many of you did, where you really get into this concept and it becomes so vivid in your mind because you detailed it out. And we're obviously big in blueprint and actually having this written out, something that you could show to someone, hey, this is actually the vision that I have for my business. It's not just in your head. So we're walking around carrying around this big vision. Yet, as Chad just mentioned, we get punched in the face, to use his presentation. So we've got this big vision of what we want to accomplish, yet we have this idea that business is hard and gets harder, and we get punched in the face quite often. So we're walking around carrying this big vision all the time, but we can sometimes get frustrated where things are in the moment. Has anybody ever had this vision paradox? Like, Bradley, you told me I've got to have this big, vivid vision, but yet I am so frustrated with where things are right now. My culture is not what I want it to be. I just recently had some turnover yet again. And so I'm frustrated about where things are in the moment. So there becomes this cognitive dissonance that we're having between where we're going and where we are. So we talk about, like, maybe you read the book Vivid Vision, or Michael Hyatt actually has a book called Vision Driven Leader. And so we do this exercise. And then the other part, and this is the part I've never talked about with Blueprint members. The biggest reason is because I didn't want members to not do the exercise. I wanted you to be able to get out. What are you wanting to accomplish? I mean, it's not a surprise anymore. It was for a period of time that when a small business owner was asked, what is it you want? What do you want to accomplish? The answer was like, I don't know, grow more. I just want more. I want to work less, make more money, grow the company. I don't really know. But it was kind of loosey-goosey. And so we really have pushed and will continue to do so. on the importance of really having a really crystal clear vision. But at the same time, this is the other part of it. It's the vision paradox that we're carrying around this idea of the big vision we have, but yet we're frustrated where things are in the moment. And that creates somewhat of cognitive dissonance. And I think that there is a cost to this cognitive dissonance. I think when we operate this way, several things can happen. I think number one, we can get frustrated faster because reality doesn't match our unconscious or maybe even conscious expectations. I think number two, we make poor decisions because we react emotionally to normal challenges. And I think that last two words are important. Normal challenges that you're going to face. I think sometimes we lose confidence in our judgment because things aren't working. I thought that sales process was going to work a lot better. I thought that marketing that we were going to do, we were going to come out of it better. I thought that person that I hired, this was really going to be the A player. Sometimes we confuse our teams because they sense our frustration with normal business challenges. To my team, sorry for last week. I was frustrated last week. Okay. I too was that way, right? We confuse our teams because they can sense and they pick up on our frustrations with normal business challenges. And then we can sometimes even miss opportunities because we're focused on why things didn't go as planned. I think I've certainly seen it, not just myself, but I think I've seen it obviously in some of the clients that I've worked with. What part of this, post in the chat if you don't mind, to be able to kind of get some participation, what part of this specifically right here, what's the one bullet point there that maybe resonates with you personally the most thus far? And then I'm going to get into kind of like, okay, yep, I've experienced that, but then here is what to do about it. And I call that an oil and spoon mindset. Number four, bullet point number four, we confuse our teams because they can sense our frustration with normal business challenges, for sure. Definitely, I can relate to that one. Russ says five, we miss opportunities because we're focused on why things didn't go as planned. Hey, this is not what I expected. Not what I expected. Hey, Auburn football. This is the problem with Auburn football right now, okay? For those of you college football fans, I've had a cognitive dissonance. Hey, I thought we were actually going to be good this year instead of... We've sucked again. Hopefully this is not going to be the year. Sid says we make poor decisions because we react emotionally to normal challenges. Okay, so there's actually kind of a people feel differently about some of those, maybe all of them. Okay, so I'm going to call this the oil and spoon mindset. Now, as I get into this, I have historically had slides that are about like that one. Okay, not a lot of text. I would ask all of you, please forgive me for this one presentation. This one, because it's kind of taking excerpts from a book that many of you may have read, potentially at least heard of, the next several slides, I'm going to kind of end up reading for you, but kind of take you somewhat of on a journey. So it's a little more text heavy than I like slides to be. But my hope is as we kind of go through it, you'll see why I've decided to do it this way. All right. So has anybody read the book, The Alchemist? So this is actually taken from that book. And so what I'm going to do, tell you what, I'll pop me off as I kind of begin to read through some of those. So yeah, it seems like a few people have. Yeah, good. All right. So I'm going to read some of these, try to read it slowly, but it's not super long. It's kind of a little bit more of a summary from that book. A merchant sent his son to learn the secret of happiness from the wisest man in the world. The young man wandered through the desert for 40 days until he reached a beautiful castle at the top of the mountain where this wise man lived. But when he arrived, instead of finding some hermit or saintly figure, he found a hive of activity. There were merchants coming and going, people chatting in corners, a small orchestra playing music, tables laden with the most delicious food. The wise man was talking to everyone, and the young man had to wait 2 hours for his turn. When he finally got his audience, the wise man listened to why he'd come, but said, "I don't have time right now to explain the secret of happiness. take a stroll around my palace and come back in 2 hours. Danny handed the young man a teaspoon with two drops of oil in it and said, while you walk, carry this spoon and don't let the oil spill. So the young man began walking through the palace, climbing up and down staircases, but he kept his eyes fixed on the spoon. He was so focused, head down, anyone, on not spilling the oil that he didn't see anything else. After 2 hours, he returned to the wise man, who asked, did you see the Persian tapestries in the dining room? Did you see the garden that took the master gardener 10 years to create? Did you notice the beautiful parchments in my library? The young man was embarrassed. He confessed that he had seen nothing. His only concern had been not to spill the oil. Go back and see the wonders of the world, the wise man, said the wise man. You can't trust a man if you don't know his house. So the young man went back, this time paying attention to everything, the artwork, the gardens, the mountains, the flowers. He came back and described everything in vivid detail. But where are the two drops of oil I entrusted to you? Asked the wise man. The young man looked down and he realized he had spilled the oil. Well, said the wise man, there's only one piece of advice I can give you. The secret of happiness is to see all the marvels of the world and never forget the drops of oil on the spoon. I think the oil for us represents your realistic expectations, your operational focus, your preparation for challenges. It's the practical day-to-day running of a business. It's understanding that things will be difficult, that implementations will have hiccups, that people on your team will resist change, and that even markets will be unpredictable. But I think the palace represents your big vision, your dreams, your long-term goals. It's your dream outcome, your three-year vision, your one-year objectives, your 90-day priorities. It's the beauty and the possibility of what it is that you're building. So the secret to happiness, or in our case as small business owners, and then the relationship to what we're talking about over the last couple of days, maybe the secret of entrepreneurial success, is to be able to see all the marvels of your vivid vision while never forgetting the drops of oil on the spoon. And so that's my interpretation of that book and what it's obviously trying to express. I think that there's this idea that we have to carry both. We have to understand and see the challenge of this is the vision that I have for this company. I want to get my company to $1 million. And then the last year, we had 5 members for the first time cross $1 million in top line revenue. And now they have turned their attention after they've celebrated. They celebrated that moment because, by the way, we as entrepreneurs don't do a good job of celebrating things whenever they do occur. We don't celebrate wins very well. And then at the same time, they begin to turn their focus on the 3 million. So they get to a million. Now they want to get to 3. Our business owners cross 3 million. And now we're on to the next thing. And that's the palace. We have a vivid vision of what we want to accomplish. We want to be able to have some sort of flexibility ourselves, more freedom of owning a business, the financial success that comes along with that. And heck, even maybe have a little bit of fun along the way. You know, has anybody maybe gotten to a place in your business that you have had a little frustrations and said, I want to get back to having some fun. I know it's hard, but I'd like to have some fun in this business a little bit along the way too.
Are you an agency owner looking to grow your revenue, increase your bottom line, and better manage your taxes? Club Capital is here to help. Club Capital is the largest accounting and advisory firm for insurance agents in the country, providing monthly accounting, tax strategy, and CFO services. Way more than bookkeeping and your everyday run-of-the-mill tax prep, Club Capital is focused on providing financial and tax advisory services that help you plan and forecast your agency's performance. Their financial dashboards and agency forecasting tools help you better understand your agency's historical performance, create, measure future targets, and see how your agency compares to your peers around the country. Imagine what it would be like to understand the impact to your bottom line when deciding to hire a new employee, or forecast the impact rate changes or commission rates will have on your business. With over $200 million in tracked annual revenue and $140 million in tracked annual expenses, Club Capital has the data and the team to help you make better informed decisions for your agency. They will help you turn that back office stress into the backbone of your agency's success by giving you the tools to take your agency and your leadership to the next level. Visit club.capital today to book a solution overview with one of our business consultants. Club Capital, way more than a CPA firm.
By the way, I specifically think that that's a lifestyle business, is one that prioritizes fun, freedom, flexibility, and financial success. And so that when we think about having a business that allows us the opportunities to have all those things, and yet at the same time, we've got to walk around this thing carrying the drops of oil on the spoon. And we have to be able to remain focused on those things, the operational issues, getting the new team member onboarded. Maybe you work with Autopilot Recruiting to bring on a new sales rep onto your team, and it's immediately met with challenges. They don't pass maybe licensing that you would want them to do. They don't get up to speed as quick as you want them to do. They're starting to struggle. Maybe there's an issue with a cultural fit. And then we have this cognitive dissonance between like, man, this is supposed to be a lot easier. This is supposed to be a lot more fun. I should be further along than where we are today. And I think that that causes us paradoxical nature. And so I like to try to bring as many metaphors in as I possibly can, whereas we got to be able to walk around the palace, the vivid vision that we have, and be able to carry the drops of oil on the spoon. I'm curious, post in the chat, what of that analogy or story maybe resonates with you the most? Is it that do you struggle? Which one of the two maybe do you struggle with the most? Do you struggle with being able to see all the beautiful parts of the vision that you have of your palace, of your business? Or do you struggle with being able to remain focused on keeping the drops of oil in the spoon because maybe we like to visionate all over the place? I heard somebody say that once, like, I want to be a visionary, right? And they just see that and they can't hold the drops of oil on the spoon. Post in the chat, which of those maybe do you struggle with the most? Is it the visioning part or being able to keep the drops of oil on the spoon? Shane says, focus, being able to stay focused. Man, there's so many. I get that. Absolutely. There's so many distractions that pulling on our attention all of the time that it's easier. And quite frankly, it's a lot more fun to really kind of think about the vision that we have, being able to walk through the palace, than it is to be able to remain focused. But then too much of one, we could go to the extremes. As a matter of fact, I think most entrepreneurs operate in one of two extremes. I think extreme number one is we can get into a place to where it's all oil, no palace. These entrepreneurs who are focused on problems, challenges, operational issues, that we lose sight of the vision. Where am I trying to go again? What am I trying to do? I think we can become, if you fall into this trap, maybe you can become reactive, always fighting fires, maybe not realizing that potentially we're a better arsonist than we are a firefighter. We never are building towards something bigger. It's just, can I get over the next month? If I can just get over the next few weeks. They don't spill oil, but they miss the beauty of what it is they're creating. I think extreme number two is all palace and no oil. I think these entrepreneurs are so focused on their big vision that we don't prepare for practical realities. They're surprised by challenges. They're frustrated when things don't go smoothly. They see the beauty of the palace, but they spill the oil. And this is the part, they want to visionate all over the place. Again, I love the book Traction. I love that book and kind of what it shares with us about. He talks about kind of the visionary and an integrator. I mean, conceptually, I kind of get it. I think it's a little overused. And so a lot of times we begin to kind of take, hey, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be the visionary of the business. And so we just kind of visionate all over the place with those kind of things. And so I think ultimately the goal is the successful entrepreneur learns to be able to carry both. They maintain their excitement and the energy about the vision. And we expect challenges along the way. They prepare for difficulties, but they stay inspired by the possibilities. They prepare for difficulties and they stay inspired by the possibilities. To me, this is getting to the heart of ultimately what I really wanted to be able to kind of express to all of you. And so here's what happens, I think, when you adopt this oil and spoon mindset. Challenges become expected rather than as a surprise. I think we make better decisions because you're not reacting emotionally to normal difficulties. This is also, I think, where spending time thinking about the business on a weekly basis can really help. Transparently, I shared this. I, over the summer, like many of you, I talked to a couple people, got way off schedule, got way off routine. Now, some of that is fine. You spend some time, you sleep in at the lake, you have a few too many White Claws out on the boat because you're with people like Sid out there on the lake drinking a little White Claw, right, Sid? Okay. And you sleep in a little bit, get off your routine. I'm not going to do Sunday night planning this week. I do it next week. Okay. My routine is totally off. We're getting to bed late. We're waking up late and not working out as much, having a little more drinks than I normally would be. And over a day or two, that's totally fine. You go on a big beach vacation. Some of you went to Europe over the summer. You get way off schedule. That's great. And then things begin to compound. And that was certainly the case for me. I was way off my rhythm during the summer schedule. And so no surprise, when challenges come, the normal things that are in place for me to be, that doesn't mean I have to be rigid in my discipline or anything like that. There's a normality of being a parent, maybe even being with your significant other, doing experiencing those things. That's great. But boy, whenever we start to get out of that, I found myself even responding, reacting a little more emotionally to normal difficulties because I wasn't reading as much this summer. I wasn't doing the normal things that I'm going to be back in myself in the fall. And so I found myself reacting a little more emotionally to some of those normal difficulties. Your team will feel more confident because you're prepared and calm. Your team doesn't want you to be a flatline necessarily, but sometimes the roller coaster of emotions, they don't know what they're going to get with a business owner. You maintain momentum because setbacks don't derail your vision. And I think where this happens is business owners, we start to move the goalpost. Like, well, I had this big vision. Never mind. We're not going to hit that one. So let me just change and move the goalpost all the time. If we do that and we start to feel like we lose the confidence being able to achieve the vision. I loved what Chad said. I'm not going to be able to paraphrase it exactly with what he learned from Michael Hyatt about what would have to be true for us to be able to hit this. They didn't change the goal. They said, what would have to be true to make this happen? And then the second thing, I'll pick up kind of what Chad mentioned too, is that there are no sacred cows, that they were able to say what needed to be said. And so those are also a couple of things that I picked up on that were in Chad's presentation, I think were great. And then you actually achieve your vision faster because you're not constantly course correcting due to unexpected challenges. I think when we begin to kind of adopt the oil and spoon and the palace mindset, then we're able to get some of these things in the business. And so ultimately, as the author of the book wrote, a shepherd may like to travel, but he should never forget about his sheep. You can dream big, but don't forget about the practical realities of your business. Dream big, but also don't forget about the practical realities of your business. Now, I want to go back to one of the things I mentioned earlier, but ideas are everywhere. Implementation is everything. So I want to give you a couple of things around this team implementation as well. How do you implement this within the team? I don't think it's just about you. I think it's about creating a team culture that operates within the oil and spoon mindset. Normalize challenges in your team communication. When you're launching a new initiative, whatever that may be, hiring a new position, hiring a new person, maybe bringing on somebody that in a position you have before, sales, customer service, a marketing role, an operations manager, a new EA, et cetera. Normalize things like, we are excited about this opportunity, and I expect it will have some challenges. When we hit obstacles, not if, when, here's how we'll handle them. Our goal is X, and we're prepared for Y challenges along the way. I think those, just some of those things, normalizing some of the challenges in the new initiative helps you to say, hey, look, I'm not being pessimistic about this. I'm excited about what this thing is going to bring, this new project, this two-day MBA. I'm excited about this two-day MBA, but we're going to normalize some challenges. One of the things specifically we did is, one of the things, by the way, I don't know if you make it hear that phone ring. That was actually Bill calling me from WhatsApp about tomorrow. But when we normalize challenges, last event we had some tech issues that popped up. And I said, hey, next event, let's jump on here 30 minutes ahead. None of you would know, but for about 15 minutes or so, I was having some tech issues with my computer trying to get some things pulled back up. Thank goodness we had learned from that mistake, had enough time, worked through it, and were able to kind of pull that off. And so when we see some of those challenges as learning opportunities as well to be able to improve in the future, it begins to normalize a lot of those things versus expecting it to go perfectly well. So I think you can really be able to celebrate both. I think you can celebrate both progress towards your vision, this maybe three-year vision that you have, and how we successfully navigate challenges. Make problem solving a source of pride, not just the achievement of goals. I'll share with you just some shared language to kind of give to your team as well. If you share with them that story of the oil in the spoon and of the palace, give your team that language. And when challenges arrive, you say, let's make sure we're protecting the oil while appreciating the palace. So say that again. Maybe that's the one-liner that you take away from this. Let's make sure we're protecting the oil, that we understand that challenges are going to arise while we appreciate the palace. What is the outcome that we have for this event, for this initiative, or what we want to achieve this year or this quarter? I think it can be the balance of both. I'll kind of share with you last couple things, and then we'll wrap up. But I think entrepreneurs who succeed at your level aren't the ones who avoid challenges. They're the ones that expect the challenges while still maintaining that never-ending belief that they will achieve their vision. They're the ones who've learned the secret of happiness to see all the marvels of the world and never be able to forget the drops of oil on the spoon. I think it's being able to be able to have both. So a couple of practical ones that have come up recently to be able to help is, in one of the companies that I'm a part of, we implemented a new CRM. We implemented a new CRM specifically as a thing called CallRail, okay, in this company to be able to have, it's got some really cool AI features to analyze calls, have really great what's called attribution tracking. So where we're spending money in certain ads, we know exactly where those calls are coming from. So what ads are working and what ads are not working specifically on Google. And let me just tell you, it was an absolute disaster of a mess tech-wise. I mean, for 2 weeks when we made kind of this change, phones were not working. And there were two different scenarios. I will share with you, like, I expected it to kind of be a disaster. I said, I don't think that this is going to go exactly the way you think. My business partner thought, oh, this is going to be a 24-hour implementation, flip things over, be on a call for 90 minutes or so. And his experience over that 2 weeks, his growing frustration of what happened there. Just, I mean, he was absolutely running hot for about 2 weeks. And I get it. I mean, we were both kind of, him especially, was running tech support, not really the thing that you really want to be doing. Imagine being on tech support for 5-6 hours a day, trying to get all this stuff buttoned up. It was kind of a mess, honestly. The biggest thing is that he had an expectation that it was all going to go perfectly. The other thing is we're implementing kind of a new call center within that business. And I said, I think that this is going to go a lot more difficult than you think it is going to. Ultimately, I believe this is absolutely the decision that we should make. I'm excited about it. I think it's going to be fantastic. I think it's going to take 3 months to get them up to speed. And so it's a reframing of that, that we have a big vision that this is absolutely going to be fantastic for this business, while at the same time, no doubt about it, I think we're going to face some challenges along the way. And so I think that that's how you can build a business that can handle anything while still reaching for everything. Build a business that not only is just fully not just dependent upon you, but you can build a business that can handle anything while still reaching for everything. And then finally, I believe that you are cut from a cloth, that you are indeed built for this. You are built for this. This is why most people cannot be small business owners. The odds of small business are very grim. They are. And facing that reality is important. 96% of small business owners or small businesses don't see their 10th birthday. That's US-based Bureau of Labor Statistics. 91% of businesses never cross $1 million. If you've been in business over 10 years and you've crossed $1 million, you are absolutely beating the odds. Kudos to you. That is why such a small percentage. I think the global population, only 2 to 3% of the global population are small business owners or entrepreneurs. It's hard. It's hard. And that's why you're cut from a different cloth and you are indeed built for this.
All right. Well, it's my hope that you enjoyed that replay episode from the 2025 2-Day MBA. We love to do those events. We do 6 events throughout the year. That's the only one that we do that is a 2-day event now. We used to do a few others that are 2-day events. That's the only one that's a 2-day. Our next upcoming event is our September quarterly. So every 13th week of every quarter, with the exception of December, we help our members to run the quarterly. We'd love to be able to see you there. So if you just navigate over to blueprintos.com/podcast, you'll be able to see the registration for the upcoming September quarterly, and we'd love to see you there. And then in December, we're running our next event, which is a big one. It's always one of our biggest events of the year. And that is the 2026, hard to believe when I say that, 2026 annual planning workshop. More information to come about that as well. I want to give a shout out to our podcast and brand sponsors that allow the podcast and the newsletter and the events to be able to go on. DirectClicks, Coach P Consulting, Autopilot Recruiting, Club Capital. They've been with us for a really long time. They're absolutely incredible people, business owners, and absolutely can help you to be able to grow your small business. If you want to get ahead of your financials, be able to start thinking about tax planning and even 2026 planning, Club Capital is absolutely the best in the business to be able to help you to do that. If you want to help start to grow your bench or even expand your team, you need a recruiting partner, and Autopilot Recruiting can help you to do just that. AutopilotRecruiting.com, AutopilotRecruiting.com. Obviously, David is a good friend. He's come on the podcast many times, but really, if you're an insurance agency owner, David is absolutely the best in the business. He's going to help you as the agency owner, but also help your team as well. And then it's so great to have DirectClicks back. They are some of the best in the business when it comes to help you to optimize your online marketing campaigns. I mean, so many people shop online, but it's ever evolving and changing. And now how's AI going to affect? I was just talking to some of the team over at DirectClicks, talking about some of the performance max things that you can do within your Google pay-per-click and SEO campaigns. It's absolutely phenomenal, the things that you can do. Go to DirectClicks, Inc. DirectClicks, Inc.com. Well, I hope you enjoyed that replay from the 2025 Two-Day MBA, the Mindset of the Entrepreneur. We had over 175 people to be able to register for that two-day event. Absolutely fantastic. Love to see you at one of our events in the future. Till next episode, lead well and go be great.